AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The people who haul in Hawaii's high-quality seafood are almost all undocumented foreign workers confined to American boats for years at a time without basic rights or protections. A six-month Associated Press investigation found fishing crews living in squalor on some boats.
Then di situlah saya merasa kurang dimanusiakan.
I felt that I was not human.
Yeah.
That's an Indonesian fisherman heard through a translator who escaped from one of those ships in San Francisco. Coast Guard Officer Mario Volani says they routinely board vessels at sea for inspection.
I personally ask the crew for their welfare and if they're being treated correctly, they're getting paid.
But about 700 men from impoverished Southeast Asian and Pacific Island nations make up the bulk of the workforce in that U.S. fishing fleet. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton confronted their key weaknesses in a televised national security forum. The Republican defended his preparedness to be commander-in-chief, while the Democrat argued that her email practices did not expose questionable judgment. Rice University political science professor Bob Stein says this wasn't a debate, and the candidates, although appearing separately, didn't treat it like one.
Although they tried to go at each other, to a large extent, I think both candidates right now are not talking so much to each other as they are to what I would call the choir, their base supporters.
Less intense remnants of Tropical Storm Newton brought rain, strong winds, and high humidity to desert cities in Arizona after pummeling the Mexican resort city of Cabo San Lucas and killing four people. About 2.5 inches of rain fell yesterday in the border city of Nogales, nearly an inch in Tucson. The wife of an officer killed in a lone gunman's ambush in Baton Rouge in July has announced that she's pregnant. Dechia Gerald says she believes she conceived 5 days before her officer husband died in the line of duty. This is AP Radio News. A woman kidnapped at a Montana rest stop in broad daylight was able to talk with her husband by cell phone several times, even talked with police, says Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton.
There were phone conversations with her from this office, from the Helena Police Department, just prior to her death. So we're relatively certain of the time.
Rita Mays was found dead by authorities in her car 325 miles away near Spokane International Airport. Her body was in the trunk. In those frantic phone calls, Mays said she'd been struck on the head at the rest stop. Apple wants to push consumers further into a wireless world. It's eliminating the standard headphone jack in its newest iPhone, says Apple's Phil Schiller.
We know there are people in the world who do have some analog old connected devices out there. So we've also made this. It's an adapter, Lightning to Mini Phono audio adapter.
Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.